this stuff that's going on with the San Francisco Giants right now. We gotta pull this apart. And I want to just send out an invitation right now, because there's about 8 different things that you could try to, quote, get off of your chest. And so let's do that. Let's do it. 888-957-9570. I told you, like, I think that this is a very diverse set of angry fans right now. The Giants lost that first game in the doubleheader yesterday. And a guy who comes on our show quite often because he's the voice of the Phoenix Suns, my good friend John Bloom, sends the entire group of friends on the thread, "Whew, this bullpen." And I'm like, "Woof, this bullpen?" Like, that's literally the only part of the team that's been any good. So if you're mad at the bullpen, then what would you like to say about, I don't know, people with bats?
The middle of the order.
I mean, so
the third,
like,
base coach.
888-957-9570 if you'd like to get anything off your chest. But all I can do is tell you that after 2 blown saves, ridiculous work at third base coach, and a bad day for Tony Vitello, and what I'm sure felt like a 9-hour plane flight that was only 2 hours, I can only tell you what's bothering me the most today, and it's what Rafael Devers said to the media yesterday before the games even started. It's like it didn't hit me the first time I read it, but then they went out and played 2 games and had 2 frustrating losses, and I slept on it for a night, and I thought about what he was saying, and I'm just like, wow, that's pretty entitled. That's pretty entitled. And let me just give a synopsis of what he said so you all understand, because Rafi has not been talking to the media, and you're not going to hear from me, "Oh, he needs you.
Right.
He owes it to us to speak." No, if you don't want to talk, don't talk. But then he talked. And in the process of talking, he said, basically, "I'm not concerned. I've got full confidence in myself." And I'm thinking, okay, I can accept this. And then he says, "You know, I'm kind of bothered by the fact that everybody just assumes I'm frustrated." And that's why I don't like talking to the media sometimes, because the media is always negative. We'll take it from Captain Homer over here. The media is not always negative. But if we're not negative right now, you actually have a huge problem. That would be called unbridled indifference.
Right.
If we were not concerned, angry, frustrated, what have you, right now. So to make $30 million a year, to have that kind of thought, to know that you will continue to make $30 million a year no matter what, you never get a hit again. You'll be paid $30 million a year for 7 more years. You'll be able to retire from life if you want to by your mid-30s. And for you to then have that entitled thought of, I don't even understand why you're negative. There's ups and downs, and that's all this is. I don't even dispute that. Of course there are ups and downs for any athlete, but to sort of turn this on the media or the fans and say, I don't even know why you would think I'm frustrated and I don't like your negativity, to me, in his position, still getting to know the fan base, by the way, we're still getting to know him.
Right, hasn't even been a full year.
That is an entitled space to be in.
And it's not the message you want to hear as a fan, because you watch him and he swings and misses at every pitch that's over 95 miles an hour, and he's showing you that he is frustrated. So there's a certain amount of that that is disingenuous, because he strikes out and he slams his bat and then he breaks off the handle and he stalks to the dugout. Well, you're frustrated. So don't tell me you're not frustrated. And yes, it's a long year, and nobody, I don't think, some people can and some people are like, this guy's got to go. You got to trade him right now. It's May 1st. Like, yep. Can we go ahead and like let him get to June, July, and August, and then we'll see like what's really going on with Rafi Devers. Is he hurt? Is he washed? Is he hurt and washed? What's the story? It's only been, what, a month? Barely a month and a couple of games in March. And so, yes, you're frustrated. The fans are frustrated. And it's okay for you to be frustrated. You don't have to be like Joe Cool. And we know you're frustrated. We saw you break a bat. Yep. And we see you out there with the worst OPS in all of baseball right now. Among those who have qualified, you're the worst. You're the bottom of the barrel. You are DFL. L. So if you're not frustrated, then what's wrong with you?
Yeah, which is really where our focus should be, by the way, because I the whole thing about the core, Chapman, Devers, Adames, we got to stop making these three the same. They're not the same. They're not the same. Devers is the dude. That's different. If you don't know the back of his baseball card, if you don't know Baseball Reference, go check it out. We're talking about a superstar hitter. This is somebody who has just, like, wakes up and does an 850 OPS. If he has a good season, it's over 900. He wakes up and hits 30 home runs. He wakes up and drives in 90. He wakes up and scores 85 runs. Like, period. That's just it. That's who he's been. Not for a short period of time, for a long period of time, and did in a big market that has a fan base that gets mad and cares and all of these things. So this isn't, he didn't come from Florida and now he's in the big city. This guy has been a champion on the Boston flipping Red Sox. That's the dude. The guys on the left side of the infield are really good, longtime major leaguers that are also culture builders. They're leaders, vocal guys in the clubhouse, Gatorade throwers.
Yep.
Like, and by the way, Chapman's numbers aren't even really bad. Like, he's
fine.
He's totally fine.
Yep.
And Adames is not ever going to be a plus hitter. He is a sub 250 hitter. That's
right.
Who he is. But he is a great culture guy. That's what he was brought here to do. Devers, that's a different stratosphere. That's the dude. He can't be batting fifth. He has to bat third. I'm not blaming the team for that because, as you just said, he's literally the worst hitter in baseball.
Right.
But what I get frustrated with is when people choose to be in performance-based industries, just like we are, by the way,
yep,
and then you get mad at somebody else when they're flustered by your lack of performance. You can't do that. You can't do that. You cannot be in a performance-based industry and then get mad at other people when they get flustered at your lengthy period of a lack of production. That's just the way it works. Like,
right.
I'm with you. It's May 1st. We got to ride this train. I'm not mad.
No.
I don't want to trade him. But don't start pointing fingers in the other direction when you got the worst stats in all of baseball.
And it's troubling because last year he drove in 109 runs over his time in Boston and his time here. And the year before that, just in Boston, he drove in 83. The year before that, 100. The year before that, 88, 113. Like you said, you roll out of bed and you drive in 80 to 90 to 110 because you're just that good. It doesn't matter National League, American League, Hitters Park, Pitchers Park, whatever. The problem right now is he's not putting the bat on the ball. He strikes out too much. And, you know, even when he does make contact, it's not loud contact.
No, I mean, he got a big hit yesterday and it was a seeing eye single.
Huge.
To right field.
Yeah.
Seeing eye single. I mean, okay. It's better than striking out.
Yeah, it's a hit.
But yeah, the barrels and the stuff and all of that. Again, ain't nobody probably in the whole damn world, as you know, that can be more patient than me as a fan. But don't point the finger. Don't do that. Don't. Do not. The media is so negative. Come on, man.
You came from Boston. Really?
You're in San Francisco. You think the media is always negative? Are you kidding me? The media is not always negative. Like, you know what you could have said? Yeah, I've been really, really bad. I got a whole lot of confidence in myself that I'm going to turn this around, which he sort of did say. But he left out the, I've been really, really bad. Instead, he was just sort of like, I'm not mad. Why are you?
Right.
You got a minute?
I mean, we're mad because we have seven more years of this. And, I mean, we brought you in to be, I don't know, better than this. And you have an OPS of 537, which is ahead of only, checks notes, Patrick Bailey on the team.
I told you this yesterday. It is May 1st. You know what I sat down and mapped out last night? Summer. I'm a dad with kids.
Right.
We got travel. We got camps. We got all kinds of things that we're planning. Hey, Giants, would you like to be a part of the plans? Because that's what May is for. I'm not paying for this. I'm not like that's. They're not going to want to go 13 and 18 and you get a hit every 47 minutes. Like, no, So that's what it has to be different in this month.